crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Morning, Amelia. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Thank you very much.
That's very good to hear.
How's the show been today?
The show's been good. The show's been very fun. We've had some very nice texts from people, which is always cool. I'm excited to hear what word you've brought us, though.
Well, today we're talking numbers. We're playing a numbers game.
Ooh.
And we're going to talk about the word quarantine.
Quarantine.
It's appropriate.
Wow. Oh, nice. Topical. We like that.
So do you have any idea where the word quarantine comes from?
I've got to say, pretty much zero. I don't really know what it means apart from, you know, I mean, I know how to use it, but I don't really know, like, what a quarant is or what a teen is, you know? I'm not really sure how that works. So,
I mean, hopefully we all have forgotten what teens are like at this point in our lives. But, so picture this. You're in 14th century Europe.
Beautiful.
The known world is being ravaged by the Black Death.
Okay, less beautiful.
Okay, so it's just very bad.
It's a bad time.
For maybe 50 years, you don't really know what to do about it. Then you're in Dubrovnik. Well, you're not in Dubrovnik. You're in the Republic of Ragusa, which is now Dubrovnik in Croatia. And you're like, you know what? All these boats that are coming in, we should make sure that the people on the boats don't have the plague.
Ah.
So we're going to make them sit at dock and not let them off the boat for 30 days. And that is called a trentine. So.
Okay.
So it takes a full, like, so that's in 1377 that starts happening. It takes till 1448. So the world's still somewhat ravaged by Black Death. And in Venice, they're like, oh, I reckon we can do better than that. And so they start saying that their boats, their trading vessels, have to stay in for 40 days.
Ah.
And that is called a quarantine. And so the 40-day one ends up working a lot better because apparently the incubation, well, like the period between infection and the end of symptoms, however that may result,
right,
for Black Death is about 37 days.
Wow, that's quite the long incubation.
Oh, it's not too bad. I mean, 40 days is all right. Just sit on your boat, you know,
just whittling.
Writing shanties, talking to your pirate, talking to your parrot.
Your parrot.
Or your pirate. However you want to pass the time.
Whichever boat
but
you're on.
I thought this was really really interesting because it's like, it's almost like one of those brand names that becomes generic.
Yeah.
You know, like Ugg Boots?
Yeah.
Ugg Boots was a brand name and then it became generic. There's a documentary about it. It's very broad.
Is there a...
But there are, so there are...
It's kind of just become known as any period of time where you have to sort of take time out to be, you know, check you're not got a disease or whatever, is a quarantine, even if it's not actually 40 days.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just, any period of isolation to prevent spread of disease.
Excellent.
And so there are a few, if we've got time, there are a couple of other words in English where it originally had a specific numerical length.
Oh yeah, go on. We got a minute or two.
Reference. All right. So, decimate. Do you know about decimate?
I don't know about decimate. No.
So decimate has a pretty grim origin. So you're in ancient Rome, right?
Okay.
Your Roman legion has done some kind of bad crime.
Oh no.
But it's not. You can't really blame anyone in particular because the whole legion does it. How do you punish the whole legion? Well, you kill every 10th man.
Oh no, is that where that comes from? The deci,
ten. So decimate. It comes from like the Latin for a tenth.
And that is such initially, a stink punishment.
Imagine. It was this really specific punishment where it was like, oh, don't be mean to teacher or he will kill every 10th person. And I don't want to be that person.
Jeez.
And then it just became more generally to do a lot of damage. One that I... So when I was looking... Because I knew that September, right? You know, yeah. September.
I know September.
The sept is like seven because originally it was the seventh month.
Okay, this is something, always wondered that, yeah.
Yeah, this is something I knew. And I had kind of assumed that that must have changed fairly, you know, relatively late in the game. Apparently, the latest possible time it could have been the seventh month was 451 BC.
Wow. That is...
So, it...
so long ago, my brain can't even really conceive of it.
So, yeah. So... it's like five times more long ago than that Black Death stuff. And it's like, ever since then, people have been like... Oh, what's this? The 70 month? Yeah, that's the ninth month.
That's
what the 70 one? The one that's called
Sept.
Seven. 70.
That's
it's the ninth month.
You know, I've
for
never
so
really...
much longer than it was ever the seventh month. Yeah. It's disgusting.
It's just the mind boggles, Amelia. The mind truly boggles. I am actually quite fascinated in this though, because I never really think about numbers if I can avoid it. And so when I do actually, maths was my least favourite subject at school. When I do actually think about it, and it's got interesting word origins, I feel like I've genuinely learnt something today. So thank you for that.
Oh, bless.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow with your top 10 hat on. So looking forward to it.
Me too. Have a wonderful day. And tell someone about the history of quarantine.
That's a great history. That's a very good pocket fact to whip out now. Thanks, Amelia. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, bye. Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.